It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I'm sure I could master fluently Macedonian.
Do a crash course in learning a new language.
Just say, Ippy birthday.
Yeah, that's right. I've been trying to learn Macedonian to improve myself during lockdown.
Yeah, and I mean, it is a really nice thing that you've done. And I appreciate you, you know, having a bit of an interest into what's going on behind the scenes of the Tamuskas house.
I just thought it would be something simple where you could teach me, but unfortunately, apparently you don't speak Macedonian.
No, I only speak the swears.
But what we've learnt this week is that you know, you understand more of it than you give yourself credit for.
Probably, but not enough to have a conversation. Well, and the thing is, when people think that you know Macedonian, they'll start talking Maso at you, being really excited, and it's scary because you don't know what to say back.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm moving into that territory. So the idea is by the end of what was supposed to be the end of lockdown, the end of this week, I was going to call your Bubba, which is your Nana, and just speak Macedonian to her and see how long I could engage her for, To do that, I need to start learning, so we got your dad involved.
And dad has been teaching you some phrases. Hey, you can keep Bubba on the line because she is very scam aware and she may hang up on you.
Yeah. And didn't you say there might come a point where she'll be like, no, call my son.
So this is the thing, right? You need practice. You're being good and practicing the phrases, but I feel like you need conversation practice.
Yeah.
So there is a listener that we have in our area. Her name is Tanya. She's from Lovely Banks. She's Macedonian. And I'm thinking, let's just cold call her and you just start talking.
Okay, because what I've been taught so far is how to say, hi, how's it going? I'm Tom from Geelong. I work with your granddaughter, Lauren.
Yeah.
She talks so much, she gives me a headache.
Yeah.
Right, so everything will apply there apart from the granddaughter bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got Tanya punched in here in her phone number, so let's give her a call and see if she answers.
Hello, Tanya speaking.
Kako si shopresh yasu tome ut jelong yasum shora botem so lakari Lauren nogu sporva dudi me boli glata.
Can you understand?
Bravo, Tome, bravo.
That's a plate. Give me a plate.
No, we don't do that.
Sorry.
Macedonians keep the plates. We don't smash the plates. Tanya, welcome to the show. Yes. You understood what Tom said.
I did.
Do I have an accent? You know when English isn't someone's first language and you can hear that they've got an accent. Do I have an accent?
To be honest, you sounded like Borat.
Yeah, thank you, Tanya.
Great success!
It's like you keep putting on the accent, but it's not the Macedonian one. It's just a general ethnic accent.
Hey, mate, I'm trying.
You're doing a wonderful job. Well done.
Okay, thank you very much, Tanya. And you have been one of my biggest supporters through all of this, so I really appreciate you. Do you think that I am ready to call Bubba tomorrow?
Almost. Just slow it down a little bit
and
you'll be right. You'll nail it.
Okay. I think as well, with Tanya, you said, hi, how are you going? It's Tom. And then you just kept, it's Tom from Geelong, and then you just kept going.
Oh.
Put a bit of a space in there. Let her answer maybe and then just give her the second thing because she might say, huh?
Okay.
And that's your chance to get in there.
Okay, so slow it down, less shouty, less ethnic. less hand gestures as well.
No, more hand gestures.
Well, apparently I've been bringing the Italian hand into it, and that's not correct.
He's doing the chef's kiss, like mwah. That's an Italian thing, right, Tanya? We just talk with our
definitely.
open hand.
We move our hands around heaps.
Yeah,
so,
but
definitely.
Open palm facing.
Slow it down. Less shouty. Less handsy.
And then just have a pause in between the first bit and the second bit.
All right, Tanya. I appreciate your contribution, Loggy, also. I feel like I'm ready to go. I'm feeling like I can talk to your Bubba.
I'm pumped.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
It's time for lyrical headlines that are lyrical.
Bye. Okay, I like it.
Ooh, short
added
punchy.
Some curry.
A lot of gesturing going on there.
Yeah, I just added some curry. Let's fire up.
None of it we could include in some sort of video if we were doing it for the socials. We wouldn't be able to do
safe.
Any of that gear.
It was safe.
Lockdown edition maybe this week, Adam? Is there some sort of kind of theme running through?
Look, one of the songs you could potentially link it if you change the lyrics slightly, but
all right.
Yeah, not really a theme as a whole.
The idea is to nail the lyric, not change it, so I guess...
He's a stickler for the rules, mate.
I am indeed, aren't I?
We need one of us to be, yeah.
And this is how the rules work, guys. This is Lyrical Headlines, Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Thursday base game. Adam's going to read the lyrics to songs like he does in his day job as if they are a news bulletin. Loggy and I need to establish not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get half wrong or completely wrong, the other one gets a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. So,
Loggy!
I think we're ready to play. Everybody ready to play?
Yep. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I thought that I've been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Oh. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life.
Oh.
Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive. If I quit calling you my lover, move on.
Oh, what is it?
You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. I'm shaking, falling onto my knees.
Loggy?
Loggy?
Oh, I'm just going to have a guess.
Yeah.
Evanescence, Falling Under?
It is not.
Oh.
No, it's a good guess.
Sorry.
Because I thought that too.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, there's another song that has a bit of that gear in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll have some more lyrics. Thanks, Adam.
And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches.
Okay.
Over myself.
You went just a touch too early there, mate. Is it Shawn Mendes? Stitches?
It is indeed.
Yes.
Well done.
A little bit of Stitcher.
Good song.
Yeah. Underrated.
Don't mind the Mendes.
They're good guys.
Yeah.
Neither does Camila Cabello. Are they still a thing?
Yeah, they're still a thing.
Oh, good on them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Question number two.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink.
Loggy.
Tom.
Oh,
it's Chumbawamba. Oh, my God, what's the song called? It's Hub Thumping.
Oh. Yeah, it is. Yeah, right.
Oh, God, I panicked.
I was like, I don't even know either.
I looked at you. Yeah, you gave me a blank look.
This is the lockdown link that you can change. You know, I get locked down.
I get locked down.
Again, you know?
But I get up again.
That would have been a great parody song if we had it, actually.
Yeah, but then it's like, you ain't ever going to keep me. Oh, yeah, no, it's good.
Is that a win for you, Tom?
Lockdown? Yeah. It's like a metaphor.
Pardon?
Is that a win for you?
I think that is. Let's just do the third one.
Yeah, we'll do a third.
Okay. Thanks.
For gigs. Here we go.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me. I'll never tell.
Tom? Is it Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe?
Yes.
That's clean sweet.
I got them, like, right after you.
Oh, yeah. That happens to me all the time, too.
Good
wow.
job.
Thank
very
you.
Quick, very quick game.
All right. Winner sound effect for me.
Well done.
Not just the ding sound effect, full winner blown sound effect.
Yeah. That's what I give you too, always. What did we think of your performance this week, though? Was it a bit...
Yeah, it was a little bit. I'll accept it. I'll accept it.
Thank you for that, Adam. I greatly enjoyed
pleasure.
That. If we could have a theme next week, I'd also enjoy that.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
I kind of feel like a bit of a journalist. You know what I mean? Hi, here's Loggy with the latest. Tom, back to you.
Well, no, tell me the latest and then go back to me.
No. Well, I can't. Well, the latest is we're doing politician chat. Chat about your issues, real issues, right here and now.
That
back to you, Tom.
Yeah, good. I don't mind that. Yeah. I mean, work on it.
Okay.
Just like, just.
So I need to. I've got the voice, but I don't have the prowess.
Brain.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Love a fight on the internet. Put a Michael Jackson post there, eating the popcorn. I'm here for the comments. You know that type of action?
Absolutely.
Yeah, anyway. There is this guy on Twitter, but he has been having a fight with a co-worker at work and he's put it to the people of the internet and that's just what happens.
Okay.
And so he has said here, settle an argument with a co-worker. Tim Tams are biscuits, not chocolate.
100%.
He is adamant they are classed as a chocolate, yet my argument is they're sold in the biscuit aisle. So
Well, this person's an idiot. They're biscuits.
Okay, thank
chocolate
you.
Chocolate biscuits.
Chocolate biscuits.
Yeah.
And then people are like, no, but you put them in the fridge like chocolate. Whoa, you've got no leg to stand on. Please don't call Tim Tam's chocolates. If you're saying to me, hey, go to the supermarket, you're going, surprise me, get me a chocolate, in no way, shape or form are Tim Tam's coming back at you.
No.
All right? Tim Tam's are biscuits. Stop being weird. All right? And just that's how it is. I'm sorry. I've got to put my foot down.
Side note. You're not really supposed to put your chocolate in the fridge either. I know it's nice when it's
I don't do cracked, it. I don't like it. It's nice when it's melted and that's how it's supposed to be.
Okay. And the other thing is, you know how I'm going to my new supermarket and I'm hating it?
Yeah.
Went there yesterday, thought, oh, I could just get it. You know me, I love my double coat Tim Tams.
Yeah, you
love
do.
Love a double coat Tim Tams. The only Tim Tam to
You're
go.
A DCT
it's
guy.
It's the only way to fly. $4. Remember, we were talking yesterday about a limit on what we'd spend on a packet of biscuits.
Dude, you've got a problem with the $4 rule. Like, if something costs $4, you won't have it.
Unless
that's
it's a
your
beer.
Problem.
I'll pay $4 for a beer.
No, you wouldn't.
Unless it's one. It's in the trolley at Dan's, in which case I'm not spending more than
$2.86. You're such a TA. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.